Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here from ConnieReaganGreen.com with another call in the podcast series. So I do these calls on a regular basis. It's done as a live call when I'm first doing it. So if you are here live with me now, then you know that I am recording live on Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. What happens after the call is that I turn this into a podcast. The way that I do that is to use a free plugin called PodPress, and I connect the audio recording with my account over at iTunes. So it's fairly simple. There are different formats you can use for your audio. You want to own and control everything that you are promoting on the internet, except for your channels like iTunes or Amazon or Facebook or something like that. But your recording itself, you want to own and control where it is at. So if you are here on the live call, then I will direct you to the main page. And I have here Dennis Becker's free rebrandable reports. So that's at connieloves.me/8, which is the number 8, reports. And what you can do with those is you can do your own rebranding, putting your own affiliate link into those reports, and you can give them away as a free giveaway for your site, or write within a blog post or to your existing list or to people on social media. And this is an excellent way to either get started, or if you're someone like me who's been doing this now almost 9 years, it's a way for me to build even further, to create even more content that has my information in there. So very, very important to do. So thank you so much for joining me, and be sure to subscribe over on iTunes so you receive all of these calls. And we do have quite a few questions from today. So Diane is asking about redirecting and shortening URLs for affiliate links. So I'm using a free plugin, and it's called PrettyLinks. Now, I actually bought the professional version. I think it's $37, but you certainly can start with the free version. And if you want to take a look at that, either search for that right within your dashboard of your WordPress site, or the professional version is at connieloves.me/prettylink. Now, you'll notice that everything I do is connieloves.me. If you go to that site, you'll see that that's a simple WordPress site. I only have 2 posts on there, and I'm using that for all of my affiliate redirects, all of my shortened links. And again, that's a site that I own and control. I own the domain, connieloves.me, and I have them there grouped into categories, and I have, I don't know, a few thousand at this point. So I'm able to keep track of them and put them into categories, and it's just really a fantastic way to be able to control those. All right, I want you, another link I have there on the main page, I want you to go over and take a look at my most recent post from yesterday at hugeprofitstinylist.com. It's called New Marketing Strategies 2015. And I know that we're about 7 weeks away from 2015, but that's not very long. It really isn't. And I want to talk about what I've come to the conclusion of this year that is so important for people starting next year. And remember, it's always my intention to keep everything simple. So I believe that we need a 3-pronged approach to really building a business. And this is if you're doing an online business, if you have a brick and mortar small business, whatever you're doing, if you're a professional, whatever you're doing, you need a blog, a podcast, and a book. So for me, I have 2 main blogs, and I'll tell you how that came to be. ConnieReaganGreen.com is my name, so that's a site that I've had really from the very beginning, which was 2006, and or actually 2007, because I was not using WordPress my first year online. It was technically too difficult, and I didn't want to always be dependent on someone else to set up and fix things for me every single time I wanted to make a change. So I used a platform that I guess it's still available. It's called TypePad. And at the time, it was much more simple to use. Now, when I, you know, have seen that in the last few years, I'm wondering why I ever thought that. I think it's because WordPress is so much easier to use these days. So That's what I started then in 2007, ConnieReaganGreen.com. But then in 2008, then Alex Mendozian said to me that he would like me to be his Huge Profits Tiny List person. Was I interested? And I said, yes. And he said, let's start a site, let's start a blog, and if you could post there once a week, that would be fantastic. And I said, I could post twice a week. Now, Alex doesn't like to write. If you know him from Teleseminar Secrets, he likes to talk instead of write. So when I told him that I could post twice a week, he was quite impressed. So Huge Profits Tiny List was born, and by the summer of 2010, I had used that blog as my springboard to write posts that I turned into chapters for my very first book, Huge Profits of a Tiny List. So when I'm saying book, blog, podcast, that's how my blogs came about and my first book came about. Now, for the podcast, I had done podcasts off and on, starting in the very beginning. Back in 2006, I had actually done a recording, set it up over on iTunes, and if you did a search for me way back then, you would find it. It wasn't very interesting, and it wasn't even about business or marketing. It was me trying out this brand new thing called podcast. So when I decided to do it more seriously, and I did it again hit and miss over a few years, but when I decided at the end of 2011 that I was going to podcast on a regular basis and be more serious about it, then I had my tech person take down all of those old recordings so I would not die of embarrassment if somebody found them. So remember, you can get rid of some things on the internet. So those are long gone. So I started two different podcasts. I started one at the end of 2011, and that was my interview podcast. So that's not this one. That one's over at hugeprofitstinylist.com. Because when you do a podcast, you want to connect it to a WordPress blog. It becomes very simple if you do it that way. And that's one where for all the way through the end of 2012, I interviewed someone different, every single week. And at the 4th of July weekend, which is Independence Day in the United States, and at the very end of the year, I was my own guest. I interviewed myself. Other than that, I had other guests. In 2013, I decided I would not do so many. I decided I would only do one or two a month. In 2014, I've really only done about a dozen. I'm going to be increasing that in the next few weeks and on through 2015. So that's one podcast. In January of 2012, January of 2013, that's when I decided that I would turn my Ask Connie Anything calls into a second podcast. And I'm very glad that I did. That way I do a training call such as this, I answer people's questions, and I'm creating a recording that goes over into the archives of iTunes and helps people find me and find out if they would like to learn a little bit more about internet marketing from me. So that's another way to do it. So I will be happy to answer any questions on having a book, a podcast, and a blog. But if you want to, just read that post that I wrote over at hugeprofitstinylist.com/new-marketing-strategies, that's plural, G-I-E-S at the end, -2015. All right, let me go back here and see more questions. Oh, good, we have quite a few people. Welcome. Thanks so much for coming today. I appreciate you. All right. Here's Adrian Dupree from leavethecorporateworldbehind.com. Thank you so much for being here. Adrian says, would you put each of your free reports on its separate website with an opt-in page? I wouldn't do that at the level I am now, but you certainly could do that if you were just starting out or if you wanted more pages. So if we go to that link, if we go to connieloves.me/8, the number 8, 8 reports, then we can see what those 8 reports are about. Here's one, 7, and they're from Dennis Becker, who's really a brilliant man. He's very soft-spoken, so he doesn't come on aggressive and powerful and strong, but he really is. So one of them is 7 productivity killers, 7 reasons you're not earning money online yet, Dashed Dreams, Marketing Confidence, Mistake Marketing, Multiple Passive Income Streams, Standing in Front of Money, Finding Your Reason Why. So you'll see that what Dennis offers with these eight reports is really who he is. He's a combination of entrepreneur and someone who does a lot in the personal growth area. So I would take one or two of these and set up sites if I were just starting out to really let people know that there are things they can do to change their lives, because I believe that more and more when I meet people now. Always I'm seeing that there's a deficit with something in their background that they need to remedy. And what it is primarily is that lack of discipline. People, many times they feel like they're working for themselves, they can just do any old thing, but no, we still must have a strict schedule, we must set goals for ourselves, we must do things in a certain way so that everything builds, everything grows, the income comes, and the joy from that increases. So I think these reports are an excellent way, and I hope that I answered your question sufficiently, Adrian. All right, Mike Darling had a very interesting question, because he had no idea that I was going to be talking about a new theme that I just purchased late this morning. So about 11 o'clock Pacific time, I purchased a new theme. His question is, every site should be developed with specific reason to sell something. And I guess, you know, when I read that, Mike, I guess I agree with that. But pretty much you're selling yourself and you're teaching a methodology. You're teaching a certain way of doing things. So I don't think of a site, especially a WordPress blog, as developed with a reason to sell something. I don't know if that's a good approach. I don't know if that's effective. He says, building a list is the surest way to get offers back out in front of the people who show up at the site, but most WordPress themes don't do a very good job of creating nice landing pages or squeeze pages. What are your three or four top favorite plugins or themes that will create nice landing pages, regardless of niche or topic? So I still believe in straight HTML for landing pages, and I have one at onlinewritingsuccess.com. I've got quite a few of those out there, and they're just HTML pages, so they're very, very simple. People opt in, then there's a thank you page, and then they're put into your autoresponder and start receiving emails from you. So I would do it that way, but the theme that I will be using as soon as it gets installed is the X theme, and the link for that is connieloves.me/X theme. So XTHEME. And this is a theme from Envato. I like them very much. I paid $63 for it, which is relatively inexpensive for a professional theme that has five different styles to go along with it. And what I was looking for going into 2015, is something that looks a whole lot more professional. So that's my idea with that. And for a blog, then you have your opt-in in the upper right-hand corner. That's where the eye naturally goes for people to be able to opt in. And I like to kind of leave it at that. So if you're still setting up opt-in pages, I think you have to take a look at what your idea behind each one is. I was always trying to reach out to different segments of my market. That's one way to do it. You might have different topics. But basically, putting up a professional-looking WordPress blog, which is really what I call the sites, with an opt-in right there, that should be the most effective way, because we want to build that know, like, and trust factor from the very, very beginning. And I believe that's the way to do it, much more than just trying to grab names and sell people stuff, because none of us like that when people want to do that to us. So I think you're seeing a shift in the marketplace, and I think that X theme is really going to be excellent. So again, connieloves.me/X theme, XTHEME. All right, Cynthia says, it's Cynthia Charlene from breakfreefromclutter.com. She says, how can I install the Pinterest icon so I can click and post? So I went over to the goodies page for Pinterest, and it's about.pinterest.com/goodies. And if you go there and scroll down a little bit, it says the Pin It button, and then you click to install now. Or if you want the Pinterest bookmarklet, which I do not use, that's right there as well. So if you just click, then it will add that to your browser. So I'm using Firefox, and it's up in the right-hand corner where I can click on that for Pinterest. All right, and Cynthia also wants to know, what are the next steps after you write a blog post? What do you do next? So what I do next is to start promoting that post. So my first stop is over to Just Retweet. If you go to connieloves.me/justretweet, then you'll get 100 credits when you sign up. And I do purchase credits there, and you only have to do that every second or third month because you can earn credits by tweeting other people's blog posts. This is strictly for blog posts, so this is an excellent place to begin. And you get the post out there that way. Then you put it yourself on your Facebook page, because you will always get more interaction if you put it there rather than it auto-posting. I also put it on LinkedIn, which then also sends it to Twitter, because I connected my LinkedIn and Twitter accounts some years ago. And I recommend that so it saves you a stop to Twitter. You don't have to use all your gasoline driving around to all the websites. You know how we do our errands in our town where we live, where we decide what's the furthest thing we have to do, and then we work backwards and go to different stores and do things. You just can't go to the grocery store first if you're going to buy ice cream in the summer. But other than that, we try to make a little schedule of where we're going to go, and that's always fun to do. But on the Internet, I don't want to make so many stops. So if I can avoid Twitter by doing it right on LinkedIn, then that kills two birds with one stone. So that's a wonderful way to do it. The next place you can go is to stumble upon. You can stumble your own post. The optimal thing to do is to have a group of people. So if you're in a mastermind with at least 10 people, then you can leave a comment on each other's post. You can stumble each other's post. You can retweet each other's post. You can do a whole lot of things that really work very powerfully together. So that's what I would like to see people do. Join with a group. I have my Platinum Mastermind group. We have about a dozen people in there. So if everybody works together, then it's something. All right, so Boots is here, and she says, how do I find your podcast? I did a search on iTunes for your name, and nothing came up. Well, that's amazing, Boots, because yesterday I was doing a webinar with my Platinum Mastermind people, and we went over to iTunes. We did a search for Connie Reagan Green. You have to spell each name correctly. And sure enough, a whole bunch of things came up, including my two podcasts. So my guess is that either you only put in Connie Green, and then maybe you wouldn't find me, or perhaps you spelled Reagan differently. It's R-A-G-E-N. But if you go there and go into the podcast section and search for Connie Reagan Green, I know that 24 hours ago, everything was still intact. So please try again. All right, let me go for more questions. Here's one from Kimberly, and she says, what's the name of the local publication that you write for? Are you a guest columnist or a regular feature? So it's the Business Report in Santa Clarita, and they do not put it on the Internet, which I like. It's only a print publication. I'm a regular feature. They come out every week, and I send them an article by the first of every month, so my article will be coming out in the next few days. And they never, and this is the third year, so it's going into 3 years now that I've been doing it. They've never had to write to me and remind me to send them an article. Never once. I would never do that because I don't want them to drop me. I like doing it, and I'm able to repurpose my article onto one of my blogs. I can do anything I want. I don't give them an exclusive with that content. And I get a lot of local people then knowing who I am. So I don't know that you can even find it on the internet, but it's given out locally, so about 300,000 people have access to it. And I recommend that you do this in your own city. Find people that publish magazines, because there are quite a few. I could do that for more of them right here in Santa Clarita, but I don't. I have a lot of things I'm busy with, but I like having that one. Now, I still once in a while am a featured columnist on Armin Morin's Traces magazine. That's also print only. That's not an online publication. So it's nice to have some of those, because that way people that have access to those, that's a membership only site, and they send out a print magazine once a month. So that's a wonderful way to get some recognition. And also, if you're doing it in your local town, then people get to know you. It's the way that I've been able to do many things in my city, including being on the radio. I'm going to be on another radio show in the next couple of weeks. They asked me to do it last week, and I said, yes, I am available. Let me know when and where, and I will be there. And it's an excellent way to build your business. All right, let's take a look at a question from Faye. Faye says, I've noticed over the last few months many marketing experts are giving long webinars. Two in the last 7 to 10 days were just under 3 hours. Is this going to be the norm for webinars? If so, why? Well, Faye, remember, we're all entrepreneurs, so we don't ever get together and say, let's make all the webinars longer. There is no world like that. So I do whatever I choose to do, and other people do whatever they choose to do. So I don't know. I don't go on very many live webinars. Basically, the webinars that I'm part of are part of a membership that I'm doing. They're usually a pitch webinar, so even if it went long, hopefully they taught you many good things in addition to trying to sell you something. But remember, you can't build a profitable business by going on free calls. So what I'm doing right now, I wouldn't expect somebody to only come to these calls and expect to build a business that earns money, not unless they've got about 3 years to wait until they're profitable. So, you know, it isn't possible during this time that I teach enough and give enough insight to help you build your business. This is informational and educational, but that's really it. So what you'll want to do is take a look at what you're doing, and if you're spending, you know, 3 hours twice in the last 10 days to be on somebody's webinar, ask yourself if that is making a difference in your income. You know, the way that we know how successful we are, how effective we are as an entrepreneur, is by the bank deposits that we have. So when I first got started, I saw that I was spinning my wheels. I was listening to a lot of audio recordings and watching short videos, and a few months went by and I hadn't made much money at all. And so I finally realized that I had to do something different. I had to take on a mentor and do something that was more focused and really value my time. So right now, my goal is, here I am in November of 2014, my goal in the next 60 to 90 days maximum, maybe less, is to become an expert with Facebook advertising. I need that for my business, and I'm not very good at it right now. I'm not very effective. So that's my goal. So there really isn't free training out there that will teach me what I need. So I have invested in some training that I now spend time almost every day, probably 5 days a week. I spend about 1 hour or so. Today I spent about 2 hours going through that training, making some notes, and then actually doing it, actually setting up some advertisements to see how they go. So that's what I would recommend for everyone, to really take a look at where you're getting your learning from and see if it's helping you to meet your income goals. Because I will assume, if you are coming to me, that is your goal. You want to earn more income. All right, any other questions before we end for today? Let's see if there was anything else that I wanted to point you to. Well, AWeber, I always talk about AWeber. I use both One Shopping Cart and AWeber. And in the past 2 years, I have only been recommending AWeber for people that want to start anything online and communicate then with people who are interested in what they're doing. If you go to connieloves.me/AWeber, which is AWEBER, you can get started for $1. Let me know that you've signed up, and then I'll send you a link to some very extensive training that will take a few hours for you to go through, and it'll make sure you're something of an expert on AWeber. I think that's very, very valuable at this point. All right, and here's someone with no name saying, what's the fastest way to earn online income? Well, one of the ways is to come on calls like this, to give me your name, your full name, first and last name, or three names if you have three names like me. Give me a link to your blog or website, and ask me a question, even if you know the answer to it, that will position you as an authority on your topic. So just say that you were going to teach people about how to take care of horses. I have a client that has a huge membership site around this very topic, and her people only pay about $15 a month for membership, but she's got hundreds of them. So it's very, very lucrative. And if that were your field, you would come on, you would say, I have a membership site with almost 500 people. They're paying $14.95 a month. And my name is Mary Smith, and this is my site, you know, learnabouthorses.com. I'm using this as an example, of course. And her question might be, how could I further monetize the people that are already with me? I don't mean to sound greedy, but I would like to do something more. And then I would answer that question and say, do you have some courses, some products, some things besides just the membership that are for sale? And have you thought about traveling around the country? I know she only does things in the U.S. Have you thought about traveling around the country and meeting with groups of people, whether that's 10 people or 100 people, who also love horses, keep horses as pets, go riding, do everything that people do with horses, and answer their questions, connect them with each other, build a community of horse lovers in states across the land. So that's how I would do that. All right, so let me see if this person is going to give me information. All right, so Boots is here again, and she says, what do you like for membership? So I'm assuming she's saying what kind of platform. I use Wishlist Member. I've been with them since the beginning. Stu McLaren and Tracy Childers are the founders of that, and I've been in a mastermind with them for, 7 years now. 7 years, hard to believe. And I came in when they were developing it because they're having their 7th anniversary in the next month or so. So I like that very much. It's very versatile, easy to use. It plays nicely with all kinds of systems for taking money and autoresponders, that kind of thing. I like that. There are other platforms that I won't even mention that I just don't care for. I really don't, for one reason or another. So Wishlist Member, I really love. It should be at connieloves.me/wishlist. connieloves.me/wishlist. I believe that's where it is. So let me take a look there. That's where it should be. Yes, yes. And that's where you can take a look and see what they have. But I just love them so much. I just took an upgrade for their entire program because when we get it now, they've changed it over the years where it's really for 1 year. And then you don't have to do the upgrade every year. And I hadn't done it for the previous 2 years, so just about a week ago or so, I took the upgrade for another year. It was $47, I think. So you can see on this site that it's $97 for a single site or $297 for unlimited domains. I have the unlimited domains, and I've got wish lists on probably 15 sites, maybe more at this point. That's an excellent, excellent question. All right, and Kimberly says, is Wishlist a plugin? Yeah, it's a paid plugin. A paid plugin. So super easy to set up. I can even set it up, and I'm not a tech person, even though I don't set it up any longer. And the last question I'll take today, is podcasting lucrative? Yes, but not from selling your podcast. It's from really building your visibility and your credibility. And it's reaching out into the big playground. I'll talk about the playground. I haven't talked about that for a while. The world of cyberspace is a huge, huge playground. And we've got about 1.5 billion people, billion with a B, who have access to the internet somewhere in the world. 3/4 of them are English speaking. So it's a lot of people, a lot of people. And your goal as an entrepreneur working online is to get as many of those people as possible to leave the big playground, whether they're on social media or on iTunes or on YouTube or on Amazon, to leave that big playground and come over to your house, to your backyard, where you have a basketball hoop and a basketball, and you'll be serving milk and cookies after the game. You want to play with them at your house. And your house on the internet is your hosted WordPress site where people can come, read about what you have to say, and then choose to opt in to your list. So that is your goal. So podcasting is one of the vehicles that we use to let people know who we are, what we have to offer them, and how they can further connect with us. So with that definition, I would say it's hugely, hugely lucrative. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Connie Reagan Green with another call in the podcast series. Go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com, and in the sidebar, you can click on the link that will take you directly to this podcast over on iTunes, where you can have a free subscription. Thank you so much for joining me today.